Day High News time, 8:45. Good Friday morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Voice of the Foothills, AM 950 K High. It's my favorite time of the week now. We have our web wizard, our very famous web wizard in studio today. He's going to fill us in on Hootsuite. Who? What are we talking about, Dave? Who?
Hootsuite. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. It's Friday. I'm happy about that.
It's been a week. Big week.
It has.
Lots of work.
All over the place.
So, yes, let's talk Hootsuite. What the heck is Hootsuite? Well, let's start by saying it's a social dashboard. It's a huge time saver. Social networking can be kind of ominous. It can be a lot of work. You know, if you're doing it right, it is a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the ROI is there, and it will absolutely pay off if you do it right. But one of the problems I think that many people have with socially networking is there's a lot to remember. There's a lot of different accounts. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest. The list goes on.
And grows exponentially daily, it seems like.
It really does. You know, in my business, I concentrate on the big six, right? Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, and YouTube. Those are, from my perspective, probably the biggest social networks and the biggest bang for your buck if you're going to do this right. Instagram also is being included, so I think it's going to be a big seven in my official list. But with all that, there comes a lot of work and there becomes a lot of management, and it can get a bit crazy with how many accounts and how many websites you have to have open. Well, a while back, and I can't remember when they started, but there were a few companies that created dashboards, meaning a website or an app that you can go to for free that you can manage all of these in one single dashboard. Okay. So Hootsuite, in my opinion, appears to be the clear winner in this space. It's amazing what they have done. Over 10 million users now.
Wow.
That allows you to, not only for you, but for an entire team, securely and safely manage. I'm talking specifically in business now. You can definitely use it personally, but typically I like to talk about business. But you can have team members all over the world help you with your social media management. And that's what Hootsuite is. Right. So they have essentially three different products they offer. The free one, what they call freemium, where you get to add three social networks. And there's a pro, which you can have up to, what is it, I think 100 social profiles. And then there's the enterprise, which has unlimited everything. And the pro is $10 a month. It starts at $10 a month. The enterprise you have to call, because enterprises, you know, vary in size. So they offer all this at really affordable rates, in my opinion, for what you get out of it.
It's a big time saver, huh?
It really is a huge time saver, because you can just look at a single screen and manage the flow of all this information. And it isn't just about marketing, right? It goes far beyond. I've touched on this before, but you can do this for sales. You can do it for customer service. You can do this for your marketing efforts. You can do it to manage your analytics. They've got a killer set of analytics in there to find out what's going on, what's being talked about in your company. And everybody can have a separate login. And so the big boss can check out what's going on. And everybody on down the line can help the company grow socially. And the fact of the matter is, if you're not paying attention to this, you're probably spinning your wheels. I fight this battle all the time with customers saying, Dave, I don't have time to do this. And my answer is always the same. You don't have time not to.
Right.
This is where business is at.
And the future.
It's only growing. So, but that doesn't mean it needs to be impossible for you. I don't care how big or how small you are. There are tools available. So be open-minded about it. But this is one of the tools. Hootsuite is a tool that allows you to really effectively and efficiently manage your whole social world. So, there's not too many social networks that I don't know that they don't support as of now, from, you know, Facebook, Google, LinkedIn, all of it that I've mentioned. But also one of the apps, they've got a little division in there called apps, where you can actually post your blog. You can share your specific WordPress blog. WordPress is a big deal. We're going to go over that in a future show. But they have the ability to not only monitor what's going on in your blog, but you can actually post to your blog from Hootsuite, which you know, for years I've been telling people, no, it's just a social dashboard. It doesn't allow that. And I was wrong. Until, you know, fairly recently, I did not know that that was available. And because I just never clicked in the apps because there's so much to this. But anyway, if you have WordPress, you can hook it up. You can share it, share your existing blog posts, create new ones, edit it. Pretty amazing. It's, again, another huge time saver.
I have a question for you on that. When people respond, say you do put something on Hootsuite out there that's on Twitter and Facebook and a couple other things. If someone responds on Facebook, will you be able to see their response on your Hootsuite dashboard?
Excellent question. Yes, absolutely. That's one of the very things they do. In fact, so think of it, what you get when you sign up for a specific, when you connect one of your social networks, it's a process. It says what they ask you, what social network do you want to connect? So Facebook, great. Is it a personal profile? Is it a page, right, for the business? And then, so those would be the social network that you connect. Now within that, they subdivide it into these columns, right? Mm. And the columns are called streams. So within, say, your Facebook social network, you get little tabs at the top. And from that tab, you get your Facebook tab. And then the columns, the resulting columns below are streams. So it will divide it up into feeds, messages, comments, all anything. But it really subdivides each and every one of these columns into streams. So, and that does it per social network, which is amazing. And you can even put a column, we talked about hashtags. If you want to find out what's going on, say, with K-High Radio, you can find out what, if you want to have a K-High Radio hashtag, if you want to find out local news, if you want to find out from other sources out there, you can either follow them directly or you can follow a hashtag within there. So you can quickly find out what's going on, whatever it is within your, you know, sphere of influence or wherever you want to find out what's going on. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's this dashboard with many, many layers.
So it's your own personal ticker.
It really is.
That's cool.
And for any subject, for any social network. Yeah, so it is truly amazing. And the beauty of this is, and I think I talked about this a while back about customer service. People are really, businesses, smart businesses are really using the social networks to communicate. Their customer service reps are now using things like Twitter to help people. I don't care if you're Home Depot. Comcast. If you have a problem with Comcast, which I've heard a lot of people having a problem with Comcast.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. You know, it's rather than getting on the phone and waiting forever, go on through Hootsuite, through their Twitter account, and ask them a question. That queue is teeny compared to the phone queue. You want to ask a question? Hey, I'm having a problem with XYZ. Here's my information. Within minutes, you will have your answer, or they will call you back.
Brilliant.
It is pretty brilliant. Even the California, is it CDF, California Department of Fire, Safety, whatever that is? Sorry, I don't know all the answers.
Cal Fire is pretty good on Twitter, too.
They are. That's what I'm saying. I learned a lot from Cal Fire. I was trying to find out if it was a burn day. Called, got round robin, couldn't get the answer. Went onto Twitter 2 minutes later. Yes, Dave, it's a burn day here
brilliant.
In Placer County.
I'll keep that in mind.
It's pretty handy. Let's see. What else? So that's something else, you know, because Hootsuite offers so much. One of the things they also offer is called Hootsuite University, where you can go in and get schooled on exactly how to use Hootsuite in every little detail that they offer. And that is pretty amazing in and of itself, in that you can be certified. They offer instructional videos. But it's really important for, say, a company that say, I know I need to do this. What do I do? It would be far more efficient and more cost effective rather than me go watch a bunch of YouTube videos to figure this Hootsuite out. They've got a full university. I think 50,000 people now have gone through their certification process. So well worth it to go and get certified. Just again, to make more money for your company, be more efficient with the social. They've got a full educational program. Or you can go to a place like lynda.com. I'm a big fan of lynda.com. I've got tons of links out on my site, daveworks.net, if you want to find out how to use Hootsuite through Lynda. All instructional videos, really, really efficient. You know, you can do it for $25. You spend $25 and learn it for a month, and you're done.
And it's information you can take with you into the future and
absolutely
constantly grow with what you need to do today.
Absolutely.
To keep your business running.
Absolutely. I mentioned about the social streams. You hook up your social account, and each stream becomes its own little information ticker, as you said. Mm. I can't illustrate enough. Until you really just go, it's free. Go to Hootsuite.com, sign up, and then you hook up your accounts. But those streams, I can't tell you how helpful they are. The time savings in this and the security offered through Hootsuite to allow a bunch of people to help you with your social media management of your company. They're getting bigger, they're getting better, but it has just been amazing of what they've done and how finely they've sliced and diced the information for you.
Now, you are talking about security. Is Hootsuite its own entity, or is it a part of Microsoft or Google or anything?
Its own entity. Great question. It is its own entity. But they've had to work very hard at working over these to help develop these APIs that are offered through these APIs, meaning it's a way for a connection between your website or program and somebody else's. And that's a really good question. One thing, and I can't even remember now if I just even said it, but one of the things that just got shut off because of security through Hootsuite was Facebook's news feed.
Mm.
Yeah, I used to use it all the time. One of the things you can't do through Hootsuite, and it's no fault of their own, was that Facebook added a bunch of extra security. So you can't look at everybody. You can't look at your personal stream. Your personal news feed.
Hmm.
Right? So you can't, normally you log into Facebook and you see everybody who's posted. Well, you can't do that anymore through Hootsuite.
Hmm. Because of security issues.
Because of security, because you are seeing other people's information, their private information. You know, Facebook just locked them out. Well, maybe that'll change. Maybe they'll be able to work something out. But that's more of a personal thing. I'm talking about business.
Business.
Everything else, but you can definitely log in to your personal stuff and see your stuff and your messages and the rest of it, just not your news feed.
Hmm.
That was important. That just happened in April.
Hmm.
Disappointing, I'm sure, mostly for Hootsuite. They were very disappointed. But hey, you know, Facebook kind of running the social show right now, and they have a lot more money and a lot more clout when it comes to, you know, what they want to offer, what they can offer. And it's always in the spirit of security. So I appreciate, you know, they're looking out for all of us.
Sure.
What else? Scheduling. You can do scheduling, social scheduling through Hootsuite. Say, there's so much, you know, I can't delve into everything here, but the scheduling of your posts is very important. You want to be, you can find out, you can optimize when the most eyeballs are sitting looking at your specific posts, right? When people, your specific audience, which may be different than someone else's, but you can schedule your tweets and your Facebook posts and whatever so that when you want to get the maximum throughput here, when most of your people are looking, you can schedule those right on the money. 3 p.m. on Tuesdays, bam, you can post all of your most important information.
And target your demographics.
Exactly. That's very, very well said. There's also, they've got their own built-in link shortener. Link shorteners are important. Some URLs, you know, the address, HTTP. Well, with Twitter, specifically Twitter is usually the bottom line there, is you can't have more than 140 characters. Okay, so you have to shorten those URLs. And there are many different link shorteners out there, but Hootsuite, you can copy and paste your URL into this little box and say shorten it, and it shortens it up the maximum possible so that you can continue typing more words to get, you know, your link and all your words into your specific post.
Gotcha.
That's an important piece.
It is.
Apps and extensions. The extension, one of the coolest things I've seen is if you have a browser like Chrome, you can have a little what's called a Hootlet. And up at the top, you go there, you can just click on the little owl. It's a hoot. Yeah, get it. You click on the little owl, and it brings up the little window. So you cannot, you don't even have to have Hootsuite dashboard open. You can do it through your browser, which I do often. You know, if you're sitting there on a browser and you say, I need to share this. Go to a website, click the owl, up comes the window. It automatically shortens the URL, post your stuff. Yeah.
And I'm sure there's a mobile app for it, too.
Absolutely. Mobile apps, yes. They're very, very mobile. They're very hip on that. So, great. So I'm sure we're running out of time. Once again, there's so much more to this, which is available. I will make my podcast is available now. I will have this. I will have this MP3 up shortly. You can listen to it. But let me leave you with three thoughts. Be open-minded about Hootsuite because Hootsuite saves time. Number two, stick to your knitting. Right, plan your work your plan. Don't deviate from that. And as always, be social. Next week, for the love of all that is holy, do not miss next week's show because I'm going to talk about Google Voice. Google Voice is free phones. through Google. Phone service through Google. So we'll see you next week. Talk to me on DaveWorks.net.
Focused on the foothills, we are the voice of the foothills. AM 950 KAHI Auburn.